Chapter 12. Jacob and Esau. God knows the end from the beginning. Before Jacob and Esau were born, God knew the kinds of characters they would develop. He knew Esau would not want to obey him. Rebekah was sad because she had no children. She prayed, and God told her she would have two sons. Then God told Rebekah about the future of her two sons. God said the older son would serve the younger son. The descendants of each son would become a nation. The younger son's nation would be the greater of the two nations. In Bible times, the firstborn son received special advantages and privileges that no one else in the family could receive. Esau was the firstborn. Isaac loved Esau more than he loved Jacob because Esau was a hunter who brought him deer meat. Isaac was pleased with Esau's courage and love of adventure, which was shown by hunting wild animals. But Jacob was the favorite son of Rebekah because he was gentle and made his mother happy. Rebekah taught Jacob what God had told her about the older brother serving the younger. Jacob decided this promise could not be fulfilled while Esau had the privileges that belonged to the firstborn. So one day when Esau came home after hunting and was weak from hunger, Jacob decided to take advantage of his weakness. He offered to let Esau eat the lentil stew he was cooking if Esau would be willing to give up his firstborn privileges. Esau sold Jacob his firstborn rights for a dish of stew. Later, Esau married two wives who worshipped idols. This brought much heartache to Isaac and Rebekah. But Isaac continued to love Esau more than Jacob. When Isaac thought he was dying, he asked Esau to prepare some deer meat for him. Isaac planned to bless Esau as the firstborn son when Esau brought Isaac the meat. Esau had not told his father he had sold his birthright to Jacob, sealing the sale with an oath. When Rebekah heard what Isaac planned to do, she remembered that God had said to her, "The older shall serve the younger." She knew Esau was not very interested in the firstborn's special rights. She knew Esau had sold the special rights to Jacob. Rebekah urged Jacob to deceive Isaac so Jacob could get the father's blessing instead of Esau. She believed the only way Jacob could receive the blessing was to deceive Isaac. Jacob did not want to deceive his father. But finally, he agreed to follow his mother's plans. Rebekah knew how much Isaac favored Esau. She was sure she could not think of a good reason that would change his mind about giving Esau the blessing. And she did not trust God to work things out according to his plan. She showed her lack of faith by urging Jacob to deceive his father. God did not approve Rebekah's plan or Jacob's actions. Rebekah and Jacob should have waited patiently for God to fulfill his promises in his own way and in his own time. But Rebekah and Jacob used deceit. If Esau had received the firstborn's blessing from Isaac, the true blessing could come only from God. God would bless Esau with riches or bring trouble on him, depending on how Esau acted. If Esau would love and worship God as righteous Abel, he would be accepted and blessed by God. If Esau did not respect God and keep his commandments as wicked Cain, he would not receive a blessing from God. If Esau followed his own evil ways, he would be rejected by God, just as Cain had been. If Jacob lived righteously and loved and worshiped God, he would be blessed. God would provide all he needed, whether or not Jacob received the blessing and the privileges given to the firstborn. Jacob's years away from home. Rebekah brought great sorrow on herself by urging Jacob to deceive his father. Rebekah gave bad advice, so Jacob was separated from her for the rest of her life. Jacob had to escape from home because Esau wanted to kill him. Rebekah never saw Jacob again. After giving Jacob the blessing, Isaac lived many years. As Isaac saw the difference between the way Jacob and Esau lived, he realized that Jacob was the right son to receive the blessing. Jacob did not have a happy home. His wives were sisters. Jacob made an agreement with Laban to work 7 years to marry Rachel, Laban's daughter. But Laban deceived Jacob, giving him Leah instead of Rachel. Laban tricked Jacob because he wanted Jacob, who was a faithful worker, to work for him more than 7 years. Leah had a part in deceiving Jacob, so he could not love her. Jacob scolded Laban for tricking him and giving him Leah for his wife when he had not wanted her. Laban pleaded with Jacob not to divorce Leah, because divorcing Leah would not only shame Leah, but her entire family. This put Jacob in a difficult position. But he decided to keep Leah and also marry her sister Rachel. Jacob did not love Leah as much as he loved Rachel.
Laban was selfish in the way he dealt with Jacob. Laban thought only about how he could use Jacob's faithful work to increase his own profit. Jacob wanted to leave Laban, but Jacob was afraid of Esau back home. One day, Jacob heard Laban's sons complaining about him. They said, "Jacob has taken everything that belonged to our father. He got all his wealth from what our father owned." Genesis 31, verse 1. Jacob also noticed Laban was not friendly to him. This troubled Jacob greatly. Jacob did not know what to do, so he asked the Lord to guide him. The Lord answered Jacob's troubled prayer for guidance. In a dream, the Lord told Jacob to return to the land of his fathers and to his family. God promised to go with Jacob. So Jacob sent word to Rachel and Leah to meet him in the field where his flocks were. He said to them, "I have noticed that your father is not as friendly toward me as he was in the past. But my father's God has been with me. You both know that I have worked for your father with all my strength, yet he has cheated me and changed my wages 10 times. But God did not let him harm me." Genesis 31, verse 4 to 7. Jacob explained to his wives that in a dream, God had told him to leave Laban and return to his homeland. Rachel and Leah told Jacob they were not happy about the way their father had treated him. Jacob told Rachel and Leah about the wrongs their father had done to him and that he planned to leave Laban. Rachel and Leah answered Jacob, "There is nothing left for us to inherit from our father. He treats us like foreigners. He sold us, and now he has spent all the money he was paid for us. All this wealth which God has taken from our father belongs to us and to our children. Do whatever God has told you." Genesis 31, verse 14 to 16. The return to Canaan. One day, while Laban was away from home, Jacob took his family and everything he owned and left for Canaan. Jacob had been gone for 3 days before Laban found out that he had left. This made Laban so angry he rushed to catch Jacob. He intended to force Jacob to return, but the Lord showed his mercy to Jacob. When Laban was about to catch up to Jacob, God gave Laban a dream. God told him not to speak good or bad to Jacob. This meant that Laban should not force Jacob to go back, nor should Laban try to get Jacob to return by making pleasing promises. When Laban met Jacob, he asked Jacob, "Why did you secretly run away and take my daughters with you as though they were captives taken in a battle?" Laban said, "I have the power to do you harm. But last night, the God of your father warned me not to threaten you in any way." Genesis 31, verse 29. Then Jacob reminded Laban of the selfish way Laban had treated him. In every way, Laban had tried to cheat him. Jacob said, "Whenever a sheep was killed by wild animals, I always bore the loss myself. I didn't take it to you to show that it was not my fault. You demanded that I make good anything that was stolen during the day or during the night. Many times I suffered from the heat during the day and from the cold at night. I was not able to sleep." Genesis 31, verse 39-40. Jacob added, "It was like that for the whole 20 years I was with you. For 14 years I worked to win your 2 daughters, and 6 years for your flocks. And even then, you changed my wages 10 times. If the God of my fathers, the God of Abraham and Isaac, had not been with me, you would already have sent me away empty-handed. But God has seen my trouble and the work I have done, and last night he gave his judgment." Genesis 31, verse 41-42. Laban told Jacob he was interested in his daughters and their children, so he would do nothing to harm them. Laban suggested they make an agreement between themselves. After they made an agreement, Laban said, "Let us make a pile of stones to remind us of our agreement." So Jacob got a stone and set it up as a memorial. He told his men to gather some rocks and pile them up. Then they ate a meal beside the pile of rocks. Genesis 31, verse 44-45. Then Laban said, "The Lord watch between you and me when we are separated from one another." Laban continued, "If you mistreat my daughters, or if you marry other women, even though I don't know about it, remember that God is watching us." Genesis 31, verse 50. Jacob promised that he would not marry other wives.
Then Laban said, "Here are the rocks that I have piled up between us, and here is the memorial stone. Both this pile and this memorial stone are reminders. I will never go beyond this pile to attack you, and you must never go beyond this pile or beyond this memorial stone to attack me. The God of Abraham and the God of Nahor will judge between us." Then, in the name of the God whom his father Isaac worshipped, Jacob solemnly vowed to keep this promise. Genesis 31, verse 51-53. Jacob continued on his way. While he was traveling, the angels of God met him. When Jacob saw the angels, he said, "This is God's army." He knew that the angels were camping about him to guard him. Jacob sent a humble, friendly message to his brother Esau. When the messengers came back to Jacob, they said, "We went to your brother Esau, and he is already on his way to meet you. He has 400 men with him." Genesis 32, verse 6. Jacob was frightened and worried. He divided into 2 groups the people who were with him, and also his sheep, goats, cattle, and camels. He thought, "If Esau comes and attacks the first group, the other group may be able to escape." Then Jacob prayed, "God of my grandfather Abraham and God of my father Isaac, hear me. You told me, Lord, to go back to my land and to my relatives, and you would make everything go well for me. I am not worth all the kindness and faithfulness that you have shown me, your servant. I crossed the Jordan with nothing but a walking stick, and now I have come back with these 2 groups. Save me, I pray, from my brother Esau. I am afraid, afraid that he is coming to attack us and destroy us all, even the women and children. Remember that you promised to make everything go well for me, and to give me more descendants than anyone could count, as many as the grains of sand along the seashore." Genesis 32, verse 7-12.